survey says it's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Daniel.
Thanks for joining us here on Family Feud, where two families guess the answers to some seriously simple questions. And if they get them right, they'll be in the running for $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car. So let's meet our families. First up, our carryover champions here for their second night. It's the Angeloni family. Hi, Nat.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us. Who's on board the team?
I have my sister Emma, my mum Rosa, and my brother Andrew.
That's right. Great to see you guys back again.
Thank you.
And ready to take them on tonight, it's the Geraghty family. Hi, Lee.
How are you?
Lovely to see you.
Thank
Introduce
you.
Us.
My brother Dale, my nephew Matthew, and my son Josh.
Welcome, guys. Let's do it. Team captains, round one. Let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a summer fruit. Nat.
Mango.
Mango. Oh, no. A summer fruit, as opposed to a bag of fruit which rhymes with suit, which is clearly 1987. I look like a Colombian warlord. It's very nice, isn't it? I love summer. I love a pastel. Pastel. It's boring you, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Just me talking about my suit.
Passion fruit.
Love that. Rosa.
Watermelon.
Watermelon, love it. Yeah. Andrew. Pineapple. Pineapple, he says. Lovely. Nat, this is going well for you guys.
I know, it's pretty good.
Is it a bit easier second night? Because you were as nervous as anything last night.
Yes, I can breathe now. It took me a bit of time, a bit of sleep, but all good.
And wow, what a come from behind victory last night. You've got to be proud of these guys.
I'm really proud of these guys. Yeah. They were fantastic.
A summer fruit.
Melon.
Melon. First strike. Emma.
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Yummo. Let's see. Yes. It took you guys almost the whole way through the show before you got a single point last night.
I know.
You got all your points in the last round alone. You almost didn't even need to turn up for half the show.
We're blitzing it now.
Yeah, now look at you. You're two away from a clean sweep in the opening game.
And cherries.
Cherries! Yes! Andrew! This is awesome. This is awesome.
Cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe?
Not a bad answer. Let's see if number 5 is cantaloupe. Sorry, Andrew. Nat, just one left on the board. What's number 5 to get you guys the most perfect, perfect start to tonight that you could get?
Grapes.
Grapes.
Ooh, you are loving the guts out of this question,
oh,
aren't
come
you?
On.
Number 5, is that grapes? Ah! Oh! Welcome to the game, Geraghty's. Josh, what would you say?
I'm thinking banana.
Banana. Matt.
Kiwi
fruit.
I was with kiwi, yeah.
Lee, you're the boss. One of those options, or your own for the steal.
I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm going to go. I'm going to go kiwi. Yes.
Kiwi fruit.
I'll never live it down.
Officially for the steal. It's all right. It's early days. Don't stress. Give me kiwi fruit. No. So Angeloni's do get the points. And loving it. The final answer on the board, Lee, was number 5. Peach. Well, there you go. So it's an 82-point lead right now for the Angelonis. If they go on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home the brand-new Mitsubishi Outlander. This great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system and rain-sensing wipers. And for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something that has more than one door. The answer when we come back on The Feud in just a minute. Two families are still playing for a chance at $10,000 before the break. I asked, name something that has more than one door. The top answer was...
Car!
Good stuff. Did you get it? Nice work if you did. Emma. Emma, Dale, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with a park ranger. Emma.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear. Ooh, close to the top. Dale.
Campers.
Let's see. No, pass or play, Emma? They're saying pass, you guys are playing. It's funny we asked a question about, like, a park ranger and being out in the wild and the wilderness because someone does a Bear Grylls impersonation. I hear. Is that true, Matt?
Yeah, I can do one.
Yeah, can you really?
See, when we're out in the wild, we need to get some rich nourishment and we need to load up on vitamin C.
That is... that is uncanny. It is uncanny. Something you associate with a park ranger?
Fishing.
Fishing? Let's have a look. Josh.
Wildlife.
Wildlife. Love it. Lovely. Yeah. Something you associate with a park ranger.
I'm going to say parks.
Parks? Yeah. Got to be a ranger of something. Yeah. If you're a park ranger, you're a ranger of a park. Right. Nice. Yeah. Dale.
Not an easy one. I'm finding... I'm going to go with rules and regulations.
OK, cool. Yeah. Let's see. Second strike. Angelonis could steal, so they're going to have a think, Matt.
I was thinking along the rules and regulations sort of path, but maybe fines?
Fines. Park rangers, they enforce rules with fines. Lovely. Oh, well done. Thank you. Go.
Rivers.
Park ranger, river. Third strike. Righto. Angelonis. Andrew, what would you say?
Navigation?
Yeah. Rosa?
His hat.
Emma.
Ranger Dave.
Ranger Dave?
I don't know where I got that from, but Ranger Dave.
Matt.
I'm going to go away from the family for a moment.
What's wrong with Ranger Dave? A completely made-up, fictitious character.
I don't know. I should go with that. But I'm thinking they're uniform.
Uniform.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be identified somehow, and the Angelonis say it's via their uniform. Number 7. Information or help. Forward drive. Oh, hey, you had both of those. Well done, Angelonis. Really well played at the moment. 144-0. So, Geraghty's, don't stress. It's double points time. So, this is going to help you out. Righto, Rosa, Matt, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a job that you think pays a lot of money. Rosa?
An actor.
An actor. Matt?
Movie star?
Let's see movie star on the board. Might be a bit too similar. Rosa? Play! They're going to play. Job that you think pays a lot of money.
Lawyer.
Let's see lawyer on the board. Well done, mate.
Nat? A doctor.
Doctor. A job that you think pays a lot of money.
An executive?
It's an executive in general, if you're up the corporate ladder. Oh. No, not. So just one strike, though, so no reason to stress. Rosa, job that you think pays a lot of money.
A soccer player.
A soccer player if you're playing in the sort of the top end or something.
Yeah.
What about soccer player? Second strike, okie dokie. Geraghty team, get set for a potential steal, unless Andrew can stop you.
I'm going to go the same lines as my sister Emma and say CEO.
A CEO? Yeah. Nice work, Andrew. Job that you think pays a lot of money.
A sports star.
Sports star. Third strike. Okay, Geraghty's. Josh, what would you say, mate?
Stock trader.
Matt.
Dentist.
Dale.
Solicitor.
Lee. Some good options to choose from, or do you have a bit of brilliance yourself?
A dentist.
Going with a dentist. Person who fixes teeth for a living. Could earn a lot of coin. Let's see. Dentist on the board. No, sorry, Geraghty's. Good try. Angelonis get the point. Takes him to 298. Number 7. Wow. Pilot.
Surgeon.
Or politician are some of the options. Look at this. Geraghty's yet to get on the board. And over here, it's 298. Oh. Wow. That is so close to 300. So close. It's not funny. Look, we know you love watching Family Feuds, and then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10play, and while you're there, check out all the highlights from the show and get a peek behind the scenes as well. Triple points when we come back, Geraghty's. Yeah? You hear me? Let's do it. We'll return. Just very eloquently put it, look, it ain't over yet, but she's kind of doing some warm-up exercises out in the back room, ready to come out on centre stage. Geraghty's at 0 at the moment, but don't forget, it can still be 1 from this point. You know why I know that? Because that's what these guys did last night. But look how close you are to 300. Just 2 points away. It's a family who gets the magic 300 in this round, goes on to Fast Money and the shot at 10,000. We're playing for triple points. OK, everybody. Andrew, Josh, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name an Australian animal that could become endangered. Andrew.
Platypus.
Platypus. There. Josh.
Echidna.
Echidna. Platypus gets it. Pass or pass or pass. You're going to pass. You guys are going to pass. What happened when you went to the Taj Mahal, Lee?
I was bending over looking at a plaque on one of the tombs there, and I got a pinch on my behind. And I promptly turned around and flattened the guy that did it, except the person that did it was over in the corner laughing, and I just knocked over some poor little Indian man who'd just been standing behind me.
Oh, my God, you just flattened a stranger.
I picked him up off the ground. I was doling out rupees to him. I was sorry.
You're trying to pay him off. Poor guy just thought he was having a look at this awesome side of the Taj Mahal. What a sacred environment. It's awesome to be here. Whack! Yeah. Lee's just KO'd him for no reason at all. So it was a friend of yours that did the pinching,
yes,
was it?
Yes, it was.
Yes,
it was.
Good. An Australian animal that could become endangered?
Koala.
Let's see koala on the board. Oh. Dale?
I'm thinking the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah. Very good, very topical. Name an Australian animal that could become endangered.
Possum.
No. Lee doesn't seem to think that that's the best answer. But show me possum on the board. First strike's all right. No drums, early days. Josh.
Kangaroo.
The animal that's on our national emblem, because we have, like, bazillions of them?
You never know. You never know.
Let's see. I know where you're going with it, Josh. Sometimes you've got to think maybe what would 100 Australians say. You might not necessarily agree with it, but you've got to try, Lee.
I'm going to say rock wallaby.
Rock wallaby?
Yeah.
Let's give it a shot. 3 strikes. Tough round. Tough question. Angelonis. Andrew.
I'm going to go with wallaby.
We just had wallaby over that side.
Sorry.
Rosa.
Dingo.
Dingo. Emma.
Cockatoo.
Cockatoo. Nat, yours to choose.
Yeah, I'm thinking dingo.
You reckon dingo?
Yeah.
Australian animal that could become endangered. You're 2 away from the magic 300. We only need 2 points to crown you guys champs again to play for the $10,000. Give me dingo! No! Angeloni's missed out the points. 225 points go to the Geraghty team. Remaining options, number 7. Bandicoot. Wombats. Bilby. Wow, there you go. Wonderful options that none of us managed to get here. It was a tough, tough round, and neither team has managed to score 300 points, which means sudden death. So team captains to the podium. Well, there's only one answer on the board, and it's worth triple points right now. Whoever wins sudden death will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name something that can have more than one branch. Lee?
A bank.
Is the top answer bank? No, it's not! So, Nat, it wasn't there. Yeah. Something that can have more than one branch?
A tree.
Could tree be?
Come on, tree.
The answer on the board to make you guys champs again to play for $10,000. Let's see, tree! Well done to the Angelonis. Congratulations, champs again with a big total of 523. Hey, Lee, I gotta say, that's exactly what I thought. So don't feel bad. I thought that. I'm sure plenty of people at home did as well. They are the Garrity family, everybody. Thank Dale, you. Matt, love to see you guys. Josh? Played really, really well. Oh, that went down to the wire and it was a tough one. You're going to be going home with a $1,000 gift card from Home Timber and Hardware to share between you all. Home Timber and Hardware, go where the tradies go. And you'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud game. Available at Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games. They are the Garrity team. Thanks, Lee. Good try. Angelonis, here we go. It's like you guys have just gone from being, you know, just scraping through to smashing at home. So, how was that? And when Lee said banks, did you kind of...
I started dancing a little bit.
Look like you're about to jump out of your skin just a touch.
Yes.
Well done. Head back to the soundproof booth. We go for $10,000 and we're going to get it too this time. It's called Fast Money next on The Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
It is the grin of a new winner. Wow, second time here at Fast Money, and that's surely a lot easier. Let's hope so. It's Fast Money time here in the feud. Let's see if the Angeloni family can win some cash. If you and Emma get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Emma's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers because she's flicking her thumbs out. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
I am.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Name an activity the doctor might tell you to lay off for a while.
Drinking.
Name a fabric you'd see lots of in a bridal shop.
Silk.
Name a place where you'd find large groups of children.
The zoo.
What's a sound that might ruin your Sunday morning?
Cocky.
Name something powdery.
Foundation.
Lovely. Good job. That's good. Good, confident play. Let's go. Breathe deep. Name an activity the doctor might tell you to lay off for a while. You said drinking. That's quite a funny answer.
I like drinking.
Yeah. Survey says 24. Nice. Name a fabric you'd see lots of in a bridal shop. You said silk. Survey says fantastic. Name a place where you'd find large groups of children. You said in the zoo. Like in an enclosure as an exhibit? This lovely bunch of children. Let's throw them some bananas. Oh, you mean going there visiting?
Going to visit.
Okay. Survey says. What's a sound that might ruin your Sunday morning? Uh-huh. You said cockatoo.
Why not?
You got them around your house?
No.
Do they wake you up in the morning?
No.
Let alone a Sunday?
No, I lied.
Let's see how it worked. Survey says. Oh.
That disappointed.
Name something powdery, you said. Foundation. Do not know what you're talking about, girlfriend. Survey says 8. Okay. A little tough, but not impossible, Nat. Head back to family, clear the board. Welcome back. Emma. You've got a little bit of the heavy lifting to do here. You're going to have to get to 141 points to win you guys $10,000. Now, I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, but you're the second player and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Mm-hmm. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. OK? Can we remind everybody Nat's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Emma. Name an activity the doctor might tell you to lay off for a while.
Smoking.
Name a fabric you'd see lots of in a bridal shop.
Silk.
Try again.
Lace.
Name a place where you'd find large groups of children.
Childcare.
What's a sound that might ruin your Sunday morning?
Cockatoo.
Try again.
Rooster.
Name something powdery.
Flowers?
Powdery flowers.
That was bad.
Oh, yeah, you tried.
I think I was
hard.
Thinking of perfume, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. But let's go. Okay. An activity the doctor might tell you to lay off for a while, you said?
Smoking.
Smoking. Sensible answer. The survey says... 6. Okay, top answer was drinking. That was Nat's.
Of course.
We need 135 now. Name a fabric you'd see lots of in a bridal shop, you said? Lace. I love that because it's the top answer! Is good. We need 85 now. We're hauling it in slowly. Name a place where you'd find large groups of children. You said childcare. Does nobody go to school anymore? Survey says 7. School was the top answer.
School? Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, I don't know. What's a sound you might ruin your Sunday morning with? You said.
Rooster.
Rooster. But first, let's talk about your home. Do you have cockies woking you up?
No, we don't have cockies.
In the morning, let alone a Sunday morning?
No, we've got
none.
Then
why do both of you both say cocky?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Ah.
So I was getting to rooster, yeah.
Nah. Confident?
Not really.
No. Survey says. You know what is annoying on a Sunday morning? The lawnmower.
Oh, that is true.
That's right. It's a top answer. That's how true that is. 78 from the final one.
That's funny.
Name something powdery.
Oh, no.
You said...
Flowers. It was the first thing that came to my head. It was either that or banana, or so forth.
You reckon there is 78 in this one?
No, I think it's a big fat zero, but we'll see.
Give me a survey says. You do it. As big a service as you can.
Survey says.
Wow, maybe you didn't do the survey says properly. Flower was the top answer.
Oh, no way. Are you serious?
Flower was the top answer, not flowers as a bunch, but flour as in cooking. They do win $10 for every fast money point. They'll be back again tomorrow for another shot at $10,000. At least they're loving their time here in the feud, and we love them enjoying themselves. Stick around, the project's coming up next. Don't